Pentagon and White House spokesmen are at pains to describe the unspeakable atrocities inflicted on Iraqi prisoners as the solo acts of a few individuals against whom authorities are taking legal action. But I'm sorry, that doesn't wash. Other soldiers are now coming forward to say that military intelligence officers urged the jailers to soften up the prisoners for interrogation. And two investigations depict prisoner torture as systemic, the result of lax discipline, rotten training, and derelict supervision. This is an indictment of the Bush administration's handling of the war's aftermath, because these things are ultimately its responsibility under the chain of command. Now we learn that in January, the International Red Cross warned the White House about widespread prisoner abuse that in some cases was, in its words, tantamount to torture. But the White House did nothing about it. The Washington Post reported that even top administration officials, including Secretary of State Colin Powell, had asked the White House to address the matter. But the White House did nothing about it. In late February, Major General Tony Taguba delivered a report that was, if anything, more scathing than the Red Cross findings. The general documented a pattern of what he called sadistic, blatant, and wanton criminal abuses by U.S. Army jailers, aided and abetted by intelligence officials and U.S. civilian mercenaries. Still, the administration did nothing about it. That is, until the now infamous photographs fell into public hands and shocked the world. Only then did the administration scramble to contain the damage from what will surely be a bonanza for terrorist recruitment. Last week, President Bush told Arab TV audiences that we will, quote, fully investigate. Unfortunately, the time for investigating was last January, not a half year later. The administration's mishandling of this war is now complete. The war started out with a lie about weapons of mass destruction. It was fought with too few forces to bring stability through the occupation. It was marked by an arrogance that isolated us from our allies and turned the mass of world opinion against us. And now we learn that people wearing the uniform of the United States inflicted the same kind of ghoulish torture on their captives as Saddam Hussein did to his. The blowback of Islamic rage likely will put America in more danger than before the war. And yet, the White House says it's engaged in national defense. This is Les O'Coin.